Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume tomorrow. State Political Affairs Committee discusses on Naga political dialogue and ENPO issue. Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang says state government is neither complacent nor idle to the plight of the citizens. And Deputy Commissioner of Kohima declares Tizama village under Chibobozo block of Kohima district as infected zone following detection of African swine fever. Now the news in detail. The fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume tomorrow. The final day of the two-day sitting will witness discussion on the Naga political issue and review of communitization in the power sector. Other business agendas will include consideration and adoption of government bills and resolutions, laying of annual administrative reports, rules and regulations, and presentations of assembly committee reports. The State Political Affairs Committee, PAC, today held a meeting at the State Banquet Hall in Kohima. The meeting discussed on Naga political dialogue and ENPO issue. The meeting was attended by all the 60 legislators, including Chief Minister Nipiu Rio, MPs S. Pangnon Konyak and S. Subungmeran Jamir, besides political consultative committee members of different parties. Addressing the media persons after the meeting, Minister for Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenya said the new PSC meeting, for the first time, held a healthy discussion and expressed common concern and tried to resolve the Naga political issue at the earliest. He said priority has been given to the negotiating parties and countless time the state PSC engaged in a similar dialogue and discussion with almost every group till date and appealing them to come together as one single entity. Kenya, however, reiterated that the groups were unable to come together and see eye to eye of their differences, but continue to maintain separate identity among themselves. Kenya therefore said the PSC came to a consensus that a roadmap is prepared and felt the need to approach the civil organizations and apex tribal bodies and invite their opinions as to how to go about to solve this elusive issue that has confronted us for several decades. The minister also informed that they will be having meetings with the civil societies and tribal hohos very soon. Kenya said the meeting also deliberated on the status of the proposed frontier Nagaland territory and a way forward action plan on the issue. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in charge of National Highway Dia Zeliang said that the state government has always prioritized the convenience and safety of public and is neither complacent nor idle to the plight of the people. Addressing some misgivings about the sincerity of the state government and in particular National Highway Department of the state vis-à-vis the landslide near Zirza, Zeliang in a press statement said, since the occurrence of the massive landslide, the state government was in constant touch with the implementing agency, NHIDCL. He said the state machineries, from administration to National Highway Department, have lent all possible support to assist in expediting the work to open the highway for traffic. Zeliang also informed that a team from District Administration, Geology and Mining Department and NPWD visited the site on 20th of this month. The Department of Geology and Mining has suggested that water has to be drained from the top using a mud pump and diverted to the river to minimize and stop the water from further carrying the mud down to the highway. They also observed that a stone quarry above the area could be triggering the landslide. Zeliang added that NHIDCL has been asked to take note of the observation and promptly work to solve the problem. He also informed that the state government, through the Works and Housing Department, has written to the Executive Director, R.O. Kohima, with a deadline of 72 hours to clear and open the critical highway for regular traffic. Deputy Commissioner Kohima has declared 1 kilometer radius of Tizama village under Chibobozo block of Kohima district as infected zone following detection of African swine fever. In addition, a 10 kilometer radius from the infected premises covering a 9 kilometer radius outside the infected zone has been designated as a civilian zone. In this regard, a ban has been imposed on slaughter of pigs, import and export of pigs and piglets, and transportation of pigs and pork until further order. The DC has asked the public to adhere strictly to these restrictions to aid in the containment of the disease. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The government's flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and marginalized communities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the scheme integrates the poor into the economic mainstream and plays a crucial role in development of marginalized communities. She said Jan Dhan Mobile Aadhaar Trinity enabled a swift, seamless and transparent transfer of benefits of welfare schemes to eligible beneficiaries and promoted digital payments. Nagaland will experience cloudy, heavy rainfall in almost all the districts till tomorrow. NSDMA informed that these showers may be accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places. During this period, heavy rainfall is expected in the districts of Jumukedima, Kohima, Longleng, Mokokchung Mon, Newland, Peren and Woka. The other districts may experience cloudy, moderate rain. NSDMA also alerted that the lowland and foothill regions, including Dimapur, Newland, Jumukedima, Pandari, Bangdi, Dizit and Duli, are vulnerable to inundated water logging and flash floods due to the potential of high precipitation in the hill sector. It also informed that some district headquarters, including Kohima and other blocks, may be cut off due to landslide. Therefore, the NSDMA urged the public to take necessary precautionary measures to avoid any eventualities during this period. Selection test for admission to Class 6 for academic session 2025-26 in Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya will be held in Longleng and Damlu on 12 March 2025. The last date for submission of application will be 16th of next month. This was informed by the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Longleng. The District Deputy Commissioner has asked concerned ward presidents and council chairmen to inform the citizens about the selection test for maximum registration. And in sports, in commemoration of National Sports Day 2024, Nagaland State Department of Youth Resources and Sports, YRS, organized the Athletics Meet 2024 at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima today. Addressing the inaugural session, Director of YRS, Keto Sitio Segosa, informed that this year the department has organized a two-day event for National Sports Day. The first day is dedicated to the school's athletic day, and on August 29, sports awards will be handed out to sportspersons. He also informed that Office of the Chief Electoral Officer is co-hosting the event and will present the Best Athlete Awards for the students in all categories with a cash prize of 4,000 rupees each. In this regard, Sekose expressed appreciation to the Chief Electoral Officer of Nagaland for collaborating with the YRS department, adding that the election department is keen on ensuring that young people who will become eligible voters in the future understand their rights as young citizens. Over 300 students from 12 private schools participated in the event. And now, Trendy News, here are the headlines again. Fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume tomorrow. State Political Affairs Committee discusses on Naga political dialogue and ENPO issue. Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang says state government is neither complacent nor idle to the plight of the citizens. And Deputy Commissioner Kohima declares Tizama village under Chibobozo block of Kohima district as infected zone following detection of African swine fever. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night. Thank you.